come on, man.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Good morning, apartment. Good morning, doorway. Morning, wall. Morning, ceiling. Good morning, floor. Ready to start the day.
Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late.
They just want a good show. That's all they want.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP Coriel, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. The final Wednesday of 2020, thankfully. Good morning, Husker Nick.
Is next week everything just done? We're good?
It's all back to normal.
Next Wednesday will be normal.
I think a lot of people are hoping
at midnight, this thing turns into a pumpkin.
Wouldn't that be great?
From a pumpkin to an actual carriage.
I think that's exactly how it should be.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not going to be that quick. But, hey, we can be optimistic.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It is what you make it.
And, of course, 2020 goes out in style with a giant snowstorm that blocks everybody into their driveways and
it might be because I'm an adult now. Mm. But these giant snowstorms don't seem giant like they did when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Was it 6 inches of snow yesterday?
Yeah.
It didn't seem like a lot compared to when I was a kid. It felt like 6 inches of snow was way more.
Right.
I don't know. Got the thing shoveled and then it was actually a gorgeous day yesterday. There was no wind. We did a couple fire pits and just hung outside.
Yeah.
And it was nice.
That little freezing rain at about 11 was a bugaboo, but after that it was pretty
nice
decent.
Day. Yeah, it was pretty decent day, but yeah, I don't know what it is. It's something weird, but it doesn't, because I was even looking, I was like, did it get to 6 inches yesterday? And I was like looking down at the grass or a shovel, right. And I was like, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, pretty decent. Huh. I moved into an apartment since I sold the house and I was like, yeah, this is going to be great. Apartment living, I don't have to clear off my driveway anymore, mm-hmm. the sidewalks and the stairs. And I even left the shovels as kind of a, hey, welcome to the neighborhood, mm-hmm. to the people who bought the house. So I have no way of digging myself out if I get stuck. And luckily, I managed to get kind of pushed in, basically, with the snow piled up behind my tires.
That's apartment
in
living.
Parking spots. So.
Yeah, yeah. That's part of being in an apartment.
So I think I'm going to go buy a shovel today.
Yes,
Have it with me just in case.
Yes. Anytime it snows, they'll come behind and they'll plow the middle area, but then they just push all the snow against the cars.
Yeah.
So then you got to get yourself out that way.
That made me a little bit late getting into work today.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So I'm going to get a shovel because my size 14s, they work pretty good for clearing off most, but not enough. Mm-hmm. So it took a little bit of rocking the car back and forth to get over the hump.
Yeah.
And not hydroplane. I mean, high centered. So it was a challenge. But
yeah, you passed on how the plow likes to put a bunch of snow at the end of your driveway.
Oh, yeah.
For now, they just put it up against your car.
Gotcha.
What you do. You just transition
exactly.
to that.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's so apartment life living, my man.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
That
well, now you know.
Yeah. I mean, I learned my lesson. It's been a while since I've lived in an apartment, so.
Yeah.
I had to get back to that. So whatever the start of your snowy Wednesday is, we got your back.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
I mean, we may never, ever shake your hand ever again. There's a conversation to Pokemon, to medical school, and maybe this will relax you. I doubt it will, Husker Nick. And, oh yeah, we've got a chance for you to win $300 million with us.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
With as stressful as 2020 has been, people go to great lengths to relieve pain and stress from their lives. But I know you were talking about wanting to get a massage.
Yes, I could use one, I think.
I saw Groupon about those. Mm. Some good deals.
I did not realize, you mentioned that, I didn't realize Groupon still existed.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that. Yeah,
some really good things you can get out of there.
Yeah, I know. I downloaded the app and looked. I was like, wait a minute.
It's still a thing.
I did not know this still existed.
It's an untapped reservoir that some people forgot about.
Look at that, man.
So it appears that those in desperate need of pain relief are willing to let carnivorous reptiles slither all over their bodies and faces now at a new spa in Cairo.
Oh, yeah?
So the owner says that snake massages help reduce muscle and joint pain.
That sounds like a pickup line. Would you like a snake massage? I'll reduce your joint pain.
As I finish the sentence, while improving blood circulation.
Yeah.
And releasing endorphins, and the practice is becoming more and more popular.
Yeah, it sounds like a pickup line.
Yeah.
Then would you like a snake massage?
This guy looks like Steve Jobs, but more of like a I don't know, a model version of Steve Jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Put the video. Oh, I'll tweet it out so you guys can see it.
Yeah.
He's got that Steve Jobs black turtleneck thing going on.
Oh, boy.
And the beard and the glasses, and he's got his head shaved.
Kind of creepy then, huh?
Yeah, it comes across as kind of creepy.
Yeah, he's just like, hey, I got this snake, and if you let me rub it all over you, you're going to feel stress relief.
Yeah, soon.
One of us will.
Right. You know? Soothing music rips through a sound system. Masseurs rub oil on their client's back before introducing a combination of pythons or around 28 different types of non-venomous snakes in the adrenaline-fueled 30-minute session.
Yeah, like, honestly, that doesn't sound relaxing.
No,
at all.
You hate snakes.
Yeah, no, not a fan.
Not at all.
But I just don't see that being a fun thing.
Like, customers have said the snake massage gave them a boost of self-confidence, as well as a feeling of total relaxation due to the unusual sensation of snakes on the skin.
Because they're paralyzed with fear, so they're like relaxed when they're done.
Is that what it is?
Must be. Yeah, I don't know, so, man. That doesn't sound relaxing at all.
Sounds like it sucks.
Really, sounds like it sucks.
Weird pickup line, too.
Yeah,
yep. All of that could be yours if you decide to go to this cafe in Cairo. Ah, no, we're good. I think just a regular Groupon massage sounds pretty good to me.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up, we'll have a chance to join the Millionaires Club. We'll also get some good things to start your day, and the nitty-gritty's on the way.
Wake up, wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks, 96.9.
Coming up, we talked to Kane Brown about what he's learned, what Eric Church is looking forward to in the new year, and Reba comes up with yet another way to say booger.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Coriel has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Or maybe I should actually say she comes up with a new way to use the word booger. So we'll get to Reba in a second, but first, this past year has definitely been different for a lot of us, and that includes Kane Brown, who's learned quite a bit.
I'll say in 2020, I've learned that anything can happen out of nowhere. Like, we were on tour for 2 weeks, and then COVID hit, and we haven't toured in over a year. So I'll never say that I'm ready to take a break ever again. I've missed it. I can't wait to get back out there.
In fact, going on tour is one of the things Kane is most looking forward to in 2020 because he wants to share with his family, including his daughter, Kingsley.
Most looking forward to 2021, hopefully, to get into tour, going to take my family out, get Kingsley on the road. She's been a quarantine baby, so I want her to get out and kind of see the world a little bit, meet new people, and yeah, just be out of the house.
It'll be locked down like that all the time. That's got to be tough. A chance to get Kingsley out on the road. Eric Church is looking forward to the new year and what that may bring after such a terrible 2020.
I'm looking forward to being back at capacity and being, you know, seeing people grouped up and arms around each other's shoulders and just I miss that. I miss playing. I miss the camaraderie. I miss going town to town and doing that. It's just what, you know, I was born to do. And I miss seeing the fans. So next year, we're all hopeful. I'm hopeful and quite confident, actually, that next year will be the year that we get to start doing some of that. And then hopefully more and more as we go. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
We're definitely looking forward to seeing Eric Church live again. And finally, whenever you need somebody to pick you up, you can always count on Dolly Parton and Reba. And in case you missed it, in a Christmas Day post to Instagram, Reba expressed her optimism of the year ahead of us.
Please stay safe and healthy so we can all get together in 2021. This has been a booger barrel of a year, and I'm very thankful and grateful that we got through it. It's coming to a close, and we can start looking forward and thinking positively for the next year. I love you very much, and thank you so much for everything, your support, your love, your prayers, your comments, everything. I love you.
Can always count on Reba for something fun like Booger Bear of a Year to wrap up 2020. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm JP.
Coming up next. Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
We like to start the day off with some good, so if you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. And we're less than an hour away from some of the best of 2020. You deciding your favorites from this past year of couples therapy. We'll get two of them for you today. The first one coming up at 7:20, so be ready for that. Kicks out of 6.9. Good morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning. Yeah. On Kicks 96.9.
Tell us something good. with good things. And if you've got one, we'll slip it into the show. You can let us know, Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Husker Nick, what's yours today?
My good thing, and this was pointed out to me by my son, by the way, because he's got a massive, I think it's his first ever real crush on a girl.
Oh, wow.
His first ever, like full on, he said she's the most beautiful woman he's ever seen.
Wow, okay.
And that woman is Lexi's son. For the Nebraska volleyball team.
Yep, she is.
My soon-to-be 8-year-old.
Has a massive crush on Lexi.
Oh, my gosh, yes. It started with a GIF from last year of her, like, kind of pointing, and it was supposed to be the schedule coming out, but then everything, COVID hit, and everything got canceled. Right. Well, now there's another awesome photo of her out with the schedule because it got released, which is my good thing.
Nice.
And my son is like, Dad, we should take Bailey to go watch some volleyball. And I was like, you think so? And he's like, yeah, yes. He's got a, my son is, so I'm sure you listen, Lexi. My son has got a massive crush on you. Just so
we should
you
know. See if we can get like a poster. Of
oh,
her.
Gosh. He would, yeah.
He'd put that up
it,
in his
he'd
room.
Hang it up in his room.
For she, sure.
And that would be his first ever poster of a lady that he had a massive crush on hanging in his room.
That's so cute.
Yeah, man. That's he'd kill fair. Me for saying that over
I'm
the
sure
air.
He
he's
probably
asleep
would.
Right now,
he
probably.
He doesn't know any better. We got two good things. First of all, one sent to us about Brooks, James, and Mackenzie Marie, who are twins that were born on the 18th and got to go home and meet their big brother, Hunter. So congrats goes out to Lana and Tim and big brother Hunter as Mackenzie and Brooks are home safe and sound after getting born. Got a couple twins that were born. My good thing is a chance for you to join us in making, how about $300 million?
What?
So, actually, $363
million. $363
million. And all you do is give us some of your luck. It's something we have not done in a while because it hasn't been up this high in the Nebraska Lottery Powerball jackpot. But if you're new to the show, what we do is like every hour we give you a chance to join us and we get six people because there's six numbers on the ticket when you go buy a Powerball ticket. And we need your name, your phone number, and your lucky number. And that lucky number is going to be used for the Powerball tickets. We'll get three tickets today. We start with the first one now for a chance to join us in winning. We're going to share with you $363
million.
Definitely do a lot of good.
Coming up
next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
So get it on that with us, 466-9696. Six of you this hour, six of the seven, six of the eight. And we'll be sharing some beers and sunshine if we win $363 million with Millionaires Club all day long. It's Kix.
When I wake up, wake up, Kix mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
And congrats goes out to Wade, Jana, Terry, Simon, Scott, and Tim,
who are
on our first group of people.
Trust me when I say good luck.
Right. We all would love for you and us to win $363 million.
So do this thing.
That'll be a good idea. Hey, I haven't done this in a while, so I've got a couple stories here. We'll see which one you think is a good idea, bad idea. Okay. Well, I'll give you the good idea, bad idea.
It's time for another good idea, bad idea.
Starting with...
good idea.
So there's a college student by the name of Caleb King. His childhood passion might be the key for helping him get to becoming a doctor. Oh. He bought a series of Pokemon cards as a teenager for $4,000. These are like the originals that he's collected. He's now selling them to pay for medical school, and he has made $80,000 so far.
Really? Wow, good for him, man.
So he's sold several cards, including the first edition Red Cheeks Pikachu.
Okay.
Which he thinks he could get $20,000 for.
Good Lord, man.
So he is doing very well.
That's awesome. Good for him. That's like a dream come true right there.
Right. To be able to come have the collectibles and be able to make some cash off of it.
Yeah.
Hopefully he becomes a doctor. He's got a good head on his shoulders.
Bad idea.
Trying to rob somebody of their luggage.
Oh.
That happened this past Saturday to a 23-year-old. Who said his luggage had been stolen at knife point. He talked to the cops. It happened at Oak Park Motel.
Yeah.
Just down the road. When 42-year-old Christopher Bowens was given some money by the victim to buy him some cigarettes. Christopher did hand over the purchase items. Only then knocking on the victim's door a short time later, demanding for some of those cigarettes. And, oh, by the way, I've got a pocket knife. I want all of your luggage as well.
Wow. So is this guy not 18? Why did he have to buy him cigarettes?
I don't know. 23-year-old guy who who had Christopher buy him cigarettes.
I need you to go buy me cigarettes,
so,
even though I'm old enough to buy them.
The crazy part about this is Lincoln Police then's like, okay, they got a call from the kid who got robbed. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, where is he? He's like, well, his room is right over there.
Yeah.
His motel room is over
there. So he just stayed at the hotel or the motel. Yeah. Wow.
Cops went over, knocked on the door, and he's like, yeah, no, I took the luggage. I did it to teach him a lesson.
Hmm.
That's what he told the cops.
About like not asking people to buy you cigarettes when you're old enough to buy cigarettes?
I don't know what lesson he was trying to teach
him. Yeah, like, hey, don't do this. I'm dumb.
Right.
Like, don't steal luggage and then just go to your room two doors down.
Yeah. That's a full-on dumb idea.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Don't be like Christopher. Go and be like Caleb and do something good with your collectibles.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up, how we'll probably never ever shake someone's hand again, and we'll get you the best of the best couple therapy.
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me in the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Down to the final couple days of what seems like the longest year ever.
Man, I really hope 2021 comes through.
I do too.
Because if it's a lot like this again,
it's going to be ridiculous. It's going to
be brutal. Like, it'd be brutal. So hopefully it's not.
Yeah. As you limp through the end of this year, hey, don't forget you can go to Costco and find just about anything, including your own COVID test.
I heard that.
So you can do it's a self-administered saliva test. It's $140. You can find it at the Costco Pharmacy and Azova Health.
Dude, I barely trust myself to take my own temperature.
Right.
Like, what am I going to do with
am I putting the right spot in my mouth?
Yeah, what am I?
Like, the forehead, are you in the right spot of my forehead to be able to tell?
I thought this thing said rectal. Now, who knows what's happening?
So, there's that. And while this has been kind of a dumpster fire of the year.
Did you say kind of a dumpster fire of a year? Like, as opposed to what?
I know.
Kind of dumpster fire a year?
When, I guess, the Dust Bowl, would that be a good example?
I don't know.
Depression, maybe?
Yeah, that was a decade, I suppose. Yeah.
So there's a new company, a survey that's out there from Fast Company, and a lot of people are perfectly happy with not shaking folks' hands anymore.
Really?
In fact, 30% said they would prefer to shake hands less often than they did in the pandemic. And not only that, 26% wouldn't want to do it at all.
Hmm.
And 54% said I'd be happy to never shake someone's hand again. Are you in that? I mean,
if I didn't play as much sports as I do, like,
right.
There is something about like dapping up a teammate that I like. But I could see it. I could see people. I don't know. Do you like to shake hands with people?
The standard handshake of like the greeting or hey, it's good to meet you.
What's up?
That's kind of gone by the wayside. Like the fist bumps there now. Mm-hmm. People don't know what to do with their hands because it's COVID.
Right.
But I mean, I would be perfectly fine with the fist bump.
Yeah.
Hey, nice to meet you. I mean, Howie Mandel's been doing it for years. He's a germaphobe, so that's kind of his.
Yeah, that's
his
how he
thing.
Got through it.
Right. And so I don't know. I mean, the handshake. It seems like it's that. Natural like business greeting or you're meeting somebody for the first time.
Because I play a lot of sports, like I like to give fives to people and like, you know, nice to see you,
high five, something like that.
I don't know how I feel about that. Like me and my kid have our own handshake. Like we got a whole
you've got your own special one. Nice.
Yes. You know, like I don't know.
Don't want to give that up.
Like, no, don't take that from me. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to probably live without it, I suppose, but
yeah.
There's worse things to have to go without, I suppose.
Right, exactly. Like, I don't know, being able to go to live sports and hang out.
Yeah, that's true. Concerts.
Concerts would be
good. I'd give up handshakes to get back to a concert.
Yeah.
Go see Eric Church live again.
Oh, any, yeah.
Sturgill Simpson.
I mean, I'd see
Tyler Childers.
I'd go see the Wiggles live right now just to have a live concert with
there
a bunch of people hanging out. I mean, that's what I'd give it up for. But yeah, no, the fist bump, I'm probably going to stick with the fist bump. Handshakes are fun. I can never do like you and your son have a creative handshake. I can never do that. I'm not coordinated enough.
We got a pretty good one. It involves like a bow and arrow and a whole nine
and
yards.
Do you, use, like, you tap your feet or anything together? And
no, mostly just the hands.
Just the
and
hands.
Then we do the bow and arrow and into a dab.
Nice.
Onto each other.
Hey,
it's pretty fun.
That may be the way to do it from now on, as everybody comes up with their own special handshake.
Just throw the bones.
We'll see what happens.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick Show.
Voted on by you. And there were some good things in 2020, including couples therapy.
Mm.
This is one of the top ones we've got for you with Mike and Tommy, the Eskimo brothers, to lead things off today. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll get you another one. The best of the best. It's Kick.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy. With JP, Corey Ellen, Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9.
Continuing to give you... voted on by you, the best of 2020. When it comes to Make It Right Mondays, Dead 'Em or Dump 'Em, and Couples Therapy, voted on by you. And this is one of Ashley's favorites. It's Mike and Tommy continuing the best of the best to wrap up 2020 for you.
And kind of a different take on Couples Therapy today because, neither one of them are married. They're brothers living together.
Are they dating?
Let's find out their backstory.
This is going to be fun.
Okay. First we'll talk with Brother Mike. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
So tell us why you're reaching out to us, man.
Are you dating your brother?
No. Okay. Nothing like that.
Okay.
My brother and I, we live together. We're roommates. Okay. We both, have full-time jobs, everything else. We just, after college, figured it'd be cheaper to go in on a house together.
Right.
Rather than wasting money on rent and everything.
That makes
sense. So we've been living together for about 4 years and everything. And we're really close. I mean, we're really tight. We're only a couple of years apart. And the other day, long story short, we're playing video games and everything.
That's exactly how I picture two brothers living together.
Right.
Is you guys are sitting around playing video games. It makes my heart happy. Super happy.
Well, not much else to do right now.
Is very true. Yeah.
So we're playing video games and everything, and I can tell he's talking to someone. He's going back and forth. He's been on his phone just texting. So obviously he's with this girl and everything.
Okay.
And he takes off to go to the bathroom, and I figure, you know what? Let me check out who this girl is. And I look down at his phone, and I recognize the number. And here's the thing. Just about 3 months ago, I broke up with this girl. Nothing wrong. Just her and I weren't getting along too well. We realized, it just wasn't working for both of us. Very mutual, nothing wrong, But sure enough, same girl.
Oh.
He's texting my ex-girlfriend. We're talking about like hooking up after this whole coronavirus thing is over and everything.
Oh,
what?
So he comes back from the bathroom, and I'm kind of like flipping out a little bit. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? This is my ex girlfriend. I mean, she's been over here. I mean, her and I, she used to come over. We'd hook up like 2-3 times a day. And I'm like, dude, it's kind of crazy that you're talking about. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, dude, you're talking about hooking up with my ex. And he's like, well, I don't know what to tell you, bro. I'm just like, I just think it's kind of ridiculous. Like, am I wrong here for feeling like he should just, like there's keeping in the family and there's keeping in the family.
Wow.
So I just, it's really kind of upsetting me a little bit. And he doesn't seem to have a problem with this at all. And I just think it's weird. And I kind of wanted to, it's weird, right?
Right.
I think it's strange.
I think it's weird.
Well, let's...
I mean, some people would say, though, if you broke up with her or you guys broke up, she's fair game. Yeah. If she wants to date him, vice versa. But I'm not one of those people.
Let me ask you one thing here, Mike. Do you still have feelings for her? Like, if she showed up at your doorstep and was like, I want to get back together, let's make this work, would you take her up on it?
No, it's not that at all. I mean, her and I were friends. We tried to make it a little something more, and we just both agree it wasn't working. So there's not a feelings thing there at all. It's just, even my friends and I, even in, college, we wouldn't date where someone else has dated before. So,
totally.
We were just friends.
You don't want to be Eskimo brothers?
It's kind of weird that your brother,
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, let's bring Tommy into the mix here and get his side of things. Good morning, Tommy. How's it going?
Morning, guys. Good. How you doing?
Good, thanks. So your thoughts on what your brother Mike had to say.
My thoughts are, I think, you know, he just needs to get over it. I don't care how many times they did whatever. You know, it didn't work out with them, so I don't understand what the big deal is if I go for it. You know, he obviously didn't do good enough. So if he did, he'd still be together.
What? Whoa. What? 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 You really? Look, do I need to remind you why you're the little brother?
This is morning radio, everybody.
Dude, oh, wow. Did you ever think maybe she's just talking to you so she can get back with me?
Oh, my God. Wow. This is the most brother fight I've ever heard.
I think that's your ego talking, and I think that's the reason why you don't want me to date her, because you're afraid she'll like me better.
It's just like when we were kids.
You got my old bike, got my old clothes, and now you get my old girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my
that's
God.
Right. Hand me down, bro.
This is, I think, yeah. what we're yeah, experiencing what right now. This is exhibit A, why this is a bad idea.
Exactly.
just to throw that. Oh, out wow. There.
You guys, how would you feel if she heard you both right now
talking about her? Like,
you think she'd be like, yeah. man, that's hot?
Maybe.
No. I can tell you from first hand female experience, no.
All right, well, let's.
Yeah, I don't think it's right. And I hate to pull this card, but you got to figure stuff out. Otherwise, you know, I'm going to call mom.
Please call mom.
You're going to have to move out, but no, I'm going to call mom. It's even worse.
I want you to call your mom and tell her all about who's hooking up with who. Please.
Oh, yeah, God. This is good. All right, well, let's take it to the people.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
So here, again, a breakdown of it. Mike was dating a girl named Melanie. They recently broke up. The other day, he noticed that Tommy was texting her, and they're planning on hooking up once social distancing is over.
They're roommates and they're brothers.
Yes.
Those are two key things
in
this situation.
They
roommates
share everything.
And brothers. Yep.
Should Mike let it go, or is Tommy wrong, basically? Don't date your bro's ex, or let it go are the two categories you can choose from.
Coming up next. Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
We'll get you part two of what went down between Mike and Tommy, the Eskimo brothers. Voted on by you, one of the best of 2020 with Couples Therapy. That's next.
There's Couples Therapy with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And if you're just joining us, we're getting you the best of the best voted on by you of 2020. And today we'll get you two Couples Therapies, another one coming up at 8:40, so be ready for that. It's the one with Rob and Devin, Too Much Sex. So that is on the way. Before that, though, it's Mike and Tommy.
That poor guy. I feel bad for that guy in that one.
With the Too Much Sex?
Yeah. That poor guy.
He's
feel horrible for him.
Sucks for him.
Yeah.
But first, we need to wrap up things.
What a place to have to be in. Darn it.
Voted on by Ashley, one of her absolute favorites from this past year with Couples Therapy. It's Mike and Tommy, the Eskimo Brothers.
Oh, it feels weird playing that music right now because it's not really a couple. They're brothers.
Oh,
well,
they're
together.
A couple of brothers.
Couple of brothers.
There you go.
That live in the same house.
Yeah, exactly.
When you live with somebody as a roommate, you might as well be a couple. Because you're going to have arguments.
You do a lot together.
A lot of couples
arguments.
Have.
Yeah, they're stuck in quarantine, working from home, playing video games. And also chatting to girls. That's what's going on. Because Tommy's the younger brother, and he's having conversations and texting with Melanie. And Melanie actually is an ex-girlfriend of Mike, his older brother.
Fairly recent, too. 3 months, is that what he said?
Yeah, was that right? 3 months, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is pretty recent.
That is.
Pretty fresh.
It hasn't even cooled yet.
So we wanted to know from you, is it okay for Tommy to be dating his brother's ex? Should Mike just let it go, or Tommy, don't date your bro's ex? Good morning.
You never date your brother's ex-girlfriend.
Never, huh? Are you speaking from personal experience?
Here's the other thing. If he calls mom might already know.
Oh,
that's true.
Mom that's might have true. Given the go ahead, or
she might have met the other girl.
Well, probably.
Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Okay, all right.
Does mom like her?
Good, man.
That's a good point.
Does mom like this girl? Has mom met this girl?
Mike, has mom met Melanie?
Yeah, I introduced her. We've had dinner over there a couple of times.
Oh, then no.
Wow. Okay. Oh,
this is awesome.
We do actually have a mom on the phone who's gone through this. Good morning.
I've been there, and I'm the mom, and I knew about it.
Oh, so wow. What did you do?
Well, yeah, I was really ticked. I threatened to throw her off the deck when she came into my house.
So you're definitely on the side of do not date your brother's ex.
No.
So threatening to throw her off the deck.
Big N-O from mom.
Wow. Okay. And there's some messages we've
gotten. Yeah, we got the best message from Donna, who said, does he really want to be in a situation where she says your brother didn't do it like that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Burn. You know, we had that happen with a date 'em or dump 'em.
We did?
Do you remember that, Nick?
A long time ago.
Yeah, dating twins.
Yeah, I think it was like...
Oh, yeah.
She went out with three years ago. And one was a little bit smarter, and she liked hanging out with him, but he was not as good... No, it was the buff
one.
The buff one was not very good in between the sheets. It was the smart and a little bit more frumpy one that was better at that.
Frumpy.
She had to choose between the two. Wow, okay. All right, well, what are the results on Facebook and Twitter, Liz?
On Facebook, 90% do not date your bro's ex, 10% let it go, and on Twitter, 94.4% say do not date your brother's ex.
All right. So, Tommy, there you go.
Yeah, sorry, Tommy.
Reaction?
With that, what do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
I understand people's opinions. I just, I think Mike needs to learn how to share. And, you can't stop the train now.
Tommy's telling us where to shove it.
Yeah, Tommy's not going to take our results. Mike,
had a problem with sharing.
Oh, okay. Mike?
I'm glad you kind of think this is funny and everything. I just don't think you're thinking it through. I mean, there's thousands, literally thousands of women out there, but you only got one brother, man.
And that's right.
This is what you want to do.
That's a valid point. That's a valid point, Tommy. Well, man. I think we've done all we can on this.
I hope we help. Now you guys got to like walk back into the central room of the house with each other. So I hope we helped a little bit, you guys.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll probably have some beers around the yard. Throw some punches. We'll be fine.
Okay. All right.
Next time we finally have events back, God knows when that is, come down to one of our events at Longwell's before one of these country concerts, and we'll get you guys both some beers.
We definitely want to drink with you guys and
hang out.
Learn more about you.
I'm definitely going to take you.
To me. I'll bring Melanie.
All right. We'll see if you're still with Melanie, Tommy. But guys, thank you so much. Good luck. And stay safe, all right?
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks.
Oh, my God. That's definitely, that's going to be a hot topic today.
I think so.
Oh, man.
Quarantine's making us all crazy.
Kooky madooky.
So if you need our help with couples therapy, we're here for you. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Just message us. We'll do our best.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
All right, so again, you can vote on your favorites. We've got another Best of the Best in Couples Therapy coming up at 8:40, so count on Rob and Debbie, and voted on by Eric as his favorite, the one with too much sex. You can go and vote on Date 'em or Dump 'em, as we'll have the top two coming up tomorrow to wrap up 2020. On the way, we'll talk with Jungle John live for a rare visit on a Wednesday. And I'm curious what you'll think of this. In gift giving. That's coming up.
Get up, y'all.
This is JP Coryell and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Well, Christmas is coming to an end, but there's a story that popped up on Reddit. That I'd like to get your take on, Nick.
I got you, man.
So there's a teenager that shared on Reddit that she recently noticed for every holiday, everyone in the family makes sure to get her mom a gift, except for dad. She says her mom goes out of the way to get dad thoughtful gifts, but he never returns the favor. She adds he even spends tons of money on himself, but never buys anything from mom.
Maybe there's a favor he returns that she's not privy to. Is that possible?
That's
Is it possible that is viable. They're one of those people in a relationship where it's a free service that he provides, and it's all her request is.
So this teen had had enough this Christmas.
Okay.
And after noticing that her mother was disappointed that dad didn't get her anything, the teen called him out, and he got very red and didn't say anything. Well, then his dad asked him if he ever got his wife anything. He admitted the answer was no, and then everyone in the family called him an a-hole. Hmm. Later, the teen said dad told her it was rude of me to call him out for not getting my mom anything, and he hasn't spoken to me since. She asked Reddit if what she did was so wrong, and everyone agreed that it wasn't at all for calling out dad for not getting mom a gift.
There has to be some sort of story here that we don't know. Like, dad doesn't just ignore mom. Maybe he hates her. I don't know. But like he, it might be one of those things where he's just waiting for the kids to get out and go to college so he could say, cuckoo, see you later. I have no idea.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Right. That's a weird thing, man.
Yeah. One person noted on Reddit said if he doesn't want the embarrassment of being called out on his a-hole behavior, he simply needs to stop being an a-hole.
Has the mom ever said anything?
Not according to this.
Because that's what I'd be wondering too, is how come the mom hasn't been like, hey.
So apparently, the update on this though is after the shaming.
Yeah.
The dad went out the next day and came back with, we actually went out with his dad.
Yes.
And came back with a diamond bracelet for mom.
Dang it. I was hoping you'd say like a vacuum or something like really here, just.
Here's an iron for
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Like here, enjoy that. Hey, by the way, on the vacuum front, I had maybe you can help me here.
Okay.
So I'm 39. I'll turn 40 this year.
Right.
And my mom asked for a handheld like cordless vacuum deal to be able to just, you know.
Right.
And I went and picked it up. And as I'm looking at this thing, I told my wife, I said, I'm kind of embarrassed to say this. I wouldn't be mad if I got this for my birthday. What world am I living in that a little handheld vacuum sounds? They got me with the fact that on the cover, he's vacuuming up his workbench with the dust that's on his work. And I'm like, man, that'd be handy.
That's proper advertising.
Yeah, I'm like, that's handy as all get up.
Clean up my workbench.
But then I'm like, oh, I'm asking for a handheld vacuum for Christmas.
You get to a certain age,
what
man.
Is happening to me? What is happening to me?
Where you just, like, there's a couple things you
like
you,
what?
You need. And
I know, but shouldn't I just buy that for myself and then get something cool for the holiday? Instead, I'm like, wow, this qualifies as something practical and cool I would like. It's a freaking hand vacuum.
Look at you growing up.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
Here's what's
I'm
next
so
with
mad
the
at
JP,
myself.
Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
Don't be mad at yourself.
I just, what is next? Last year, I got pots and pans. Like, what is happening to me? Oh, my God.
Oh. We got a special chat with Jungle John coming up here in just a few minutes. And also, did not want to forget to give you a chance to get in the Millionaires Club as we've got $363 million in the Powerball jackpot. We need six more of you to join in with your name, your phone number, and your lucky number. We'll go buy the tickets and hopefully come away with $363 million.
Wake up, wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Jungle John broke out his big handsome lizard.
So are you gonna touch my snake?
Nope.
I mean, it's not a snake. It's a lizard. It looks like a snake.
It's a weird thing to say. Why not holding a snake?
Husker Nick, when I walk in here, my brain kind of gets scrambled.
Skittles is drawing my hot body.
It's Wednesday, but why not talk to Jungle John? And it's a bearable sausage fest on
I was
going to
tell
Live
you,
right
there
now.
Is so much machismo going on right now on this show. Oh, my God. It's like testosterone coming out of our ears.
All the bearded men talking on the StreamYard Live. You can join us in that conversation. Good morning, Jungle John.
Gracious, good morning. You do know something about the beards, though, don't you?
What's that?
You know something about the color transition of the beards here?
The time?
Don't
timeline.
Worry. Mine's going to get there. Don't worry.
It does.
I'll be turning 40 this year. I got two kids. Don't worry. It's on its way.
40? What's 40?
Right?
Right.
Oh, that's how old my beard is, Nick.
That's awesome. Good for you.
40 years old.
Good for you,
that's
buddy.
Impressive. Good morning, Jungle John. How are things?
Things are awesome, thanks a lot. With beautiful white snow out there, it's a winter wonderland. And still in the holiday season, it's still Christmas time. You know, this is what, the fourth day of Christmas or the fifth day of Christmas, something like that.
Something like
in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
And Zoo Lights powered by LES is still on at the Lincoln Children's Zoo.
Which is awesome, because, and that makes sense for everybody, because you get together with family maybe that you didn't get to do that this year. You're looking for something to do. Mm-hmm. You're keeping the kids busy because they don't go back to school until the 5th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I got to assume, too, with the nice little snow we got yesterday, it looked probably pretty darn cool in that snow.
Oh, Husker Nick, you are so right when that white, and it just reflects and magnifies the millions of lights we have had at the zoo. It just makes it all more memorable, more magical, more awesome. You know, we've got great social distancing, so there's nothing to worry about. It's just an awesome, wonderful event. So I really, you know, hurry down, go to LincolnZoo.org, get your tickets now. They are selling out. There are some slots still available, but you know what? It really feels like Christmas right now. And like you said, everybody's still in that happy holiday mood and school goes back. So we're all the way on through January the 9th, through Saturday the 9th.
Wow. Okay. That's fantastic.
Keep an eye on the weather too, because I was already looking. It's not going to be all that windy, which is like the big thing. I know you look around, it's like, oh gosh, it's 29 degrees. If there's no wind, it's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
It's perfect to go check that out.
You hit the nail on the head. I was walking around the zoo one windy, snowy night about a week ago. It's like, oh my gosh, this is cold. But without the wind,
it's gorgeous. We did in the driveway yesterday, we did a fire pit while it was snowing. And we sat outside and had a few adult beverages and just hung out because it was so nice out. When there's no wind, Nebraska is a beautiful place.
It really is.
We have no adult beverages at Lincoln Zoo powered by LES, okay? No, but we have the train. We have millions of lights. We have wonderful music. And it's still really magical. And so, you know what, everybody, like I said, with the snow on the ground in particular, go to LincolnZoo.org. Get your Zoo Lights powered by LES tickets.
Are you guys getting ramped up for the new year, 2021?
Of course we are.
It's going to be exciting.
2021 will be better.
It will.
Guaranteed. Including me bringing some critters back into your studio.
Oh, neat. Fantastic.
Very cool. We will be there, I assure you. Probably not for a couple months yet.
Right.
But, I will crawl back in with something creepy crawly, I guarantee.
How have you not already gotten the shot? You got to be an essential worker, don't you?
We're not that first tier.
Yeah.
Animal people they're up there with the teachers, I think. So absolutely. Nice.
For sure. I know it's been kind of a rough year, 2020. What's been your favorite, one of your favorite moments from this past year?
Oh, favorite. You know what? The arrival of the cheetahs and the giant anteaters.
Yeah.
They are magnificent creatures, and they have just been a highlight. It's been that wonderful, great, positive thing for the zoo to hang on to, is with that new expansion with Ellie the elephant, the cheetahs, and the anteaters. So 2020 was good for the zoo. But 2021 is going to be better for all of us.
Exactly. And hopefully at least maybe one or two or seven brews at the zoo.
Oh, you got that, guys. Absolutely.
You could probably do 12 once a month because people will be ready to get back in there.
Facts. He's thinking about it.
I kind of like this, Husker Nick.
People will be like, all right, let's make up for last year's missed brews at the zoo. Let's go. I know I'll be there.
We've got that great big new party space at the zoo, the big green space. So we'll have a stage and tent and a lot of live music. So stay tuned as soon as we can. I guarantee you, I'll see you at a brew at the zoo.
Fantastic. Well, Jungle John, thank you so much for what you do for this city and with our show and hanging out with us every year.
Yeah, we love you, man. Happy New Year, brother.
Hey, it's like I said, I love coming and seeing you guys. You guys have a great, great New Year, too. And I'll see you in 2021, guys.
Coming up. Cheers.
Next, with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
We continue to celebrate the best of the best. Your choices for couples therapy today. As it's Wednesday, we normally do that at 7:20, 7:40, but we get the replay. Today, we've got another one chosen by you at 8:40, so that's on the way. The Nitty Gritty from Music City. Tune out. It's Kenny Chesney. It's Kix.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning. Yeah.
On Kix 96.9.
Wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks, 96.9.
Coming up, we talked to Kane Brown about what he's learned, what Eric Church is looking forward to in the new year, and Reba comes up with yet another way to say booger.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out.
Coryell has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Or maybe I should actually say she comes up with a new way to use the word booger. So we'll get to Reba in a second, but first, this past year has definitely been different for a lot of us. And that includes Kane Brown, who's learned quite a bit.
I'll say in 2020, I've learned that anything can happen out of nowhere. Like we were on tour for 2 weeks, and then COVID hit, and we haven't toured in over a year. So I'll never say that I'm ready to take a break ever again. I've missed it. I can't wait to get back out there.
In fact, going on tour is one of the things Kane is most looking forward to in 2020 because he wants to share with his family, including his daughter, Kingsley.
Most looking forward to 2021, hopefully, to get into tour. Going to take my family out, get Kingsley on the road. She's been a quarantine baby, so I want her to get out and kind of see the world a little bit, meet new people, and yeah, just be out of the house.
Yeah, to be locked down like that all the time, that's got to be tough. A chance to get Kingsley out on the road. Eric Church is looking forward to the new year and what that may bring after such a terrible 2020.
I'm looking forward to being back at capacity and being, you know, seeing people grouped up and arms around each other's shoulders and just I miss that. I miss playing. I miss the camaraderie. I miss going town to town and doing that. It's just what, you know, I was born to do. And I miss seeing the fans. So next year, we're all hopeful. I'm hopeful and quite confident, actually, that next year will be the year that we get to start doing some of that. And then hopefully more and more as we go. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
We're definitely looking forward to seeing Eric Church live again. And finally, whenever you need somebody to pick you up, you can always count on Dolly Parton and Reba. And in case you missed it, in a Christmas Day post to Instagram, Reba expressed her optimism of the year ahead of us.
Please stay safe and healthy so we can all get together in 2021. This has been a booger barrel of a year. And I'm very thankful and grateful that we got through it. It's coming to a close, and we can start looking forward and thinking positively for the next year. I love you very much, and thank you so much for everything, your support, your love, your prayers, your comments, everything. I love you.
Can always count on Reba for something fun like Booger Bear of a Year to wrap up 2020. With the Nitty Gritty for Music City, I'm JP.
Wake up with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick in the morning.
The morning show on Kix 90.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And continuing to get your favorites. You chose the best of the best of 2020 for Megan Rye Monday. Couples therapy. And then tomorrow we'll have the top two Denver Dumpums of 2020 as voted on by you. You can still do that voting on our Kix Morning Show Facebook page. But for now, we get back to couples therapy, the best of the best, and chosen by Eric as his favorite. He's one of the many voters for Robbie and Deb and their relationship issue. And today, helping out Robbie and Deb with an issue they've got. Good morning. I will talk with Deb because she's the one who reached out to us. Good morning, Deb.
Hi, good morning.
So what's going on with you and your hubby, Robbie?
Okay, so I just need help solving this. We have this debate because me and my husband, we're empty nesters. Well, I guess we're recent empty nesters, and so we're trying to figure out what to do with our time.
Oh, okay.
And,
fair enough.
Yeah, we have a lot of time.
Yeah. And, well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You made it.
Yay.
Woo! You survived. Your kids
house
survived.
Parties.
So, you know, we're having this debate on how to spend time with each other.
Right.
So to speak. Yeah. And so I've been concentrating on our relationship, and I've been reading this book that told me that a healthy amount of sex will make us closer.
Oh, okay.
And so,
hang on really quickly.
No, it does.
What's the, will you send me off air the name of the book so I can send it to my wife to read? Is that okay? Is that fair? I'm just kidding. Go ahead. All right.
Okay.
Christmas is coming up. I'll get her that book for Christmas.
Oh my gosh. Oh, you're in trouble.
So you've been doing some reading, have you?
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I'm doing some reading, and you know that the book suggests that you should have a healthy balance of like 4 to 6 times per week at minimum.
Okay. Oh, wow. I definitely need this book.
Oh,
to
wow.
See my
wife. The book says 4 to 6 times per week.
Minimum.
Solid.
Yeah. Minimum.
Okay.
So we're having
cardio.
A debate.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good exercise, yeah.
Okay, so are you saying like this is what you're trying to like fill the time with?
Well, more of it, yes.
Okay.
So you suggested this to your husband, and he said what?
He thinks it's too much. She thinks that I'm being unreasonable. So
okay. Well, let's.
Okay, so 4 to 6 times per week is unreasonable, but Deb's like, that's reasonable.
He goes, we haven't even got our sea legs underneath us yet. Wait till we get going.
Well, let's talk with Robbie on this point. So, as your wife mentioned, Robbie, good morning, by the way.
Hi, good morning.
You're not necessarily on board with 4 to 6 times a week.
Well, let me just say, like, I don't know if you want to really get that book as a Christmas gift for your wife. Just be careful what you wish for. Okay. Yeah.
Listen, I will risk it.
I mean, look. Yeah, look. I've told her, look, I'm willing to bump uglies on Wednesday, you know, because it's hump day.
Bump uglies. Hold on. Leaving.
Did you hear the second half of what he said?
What'd you say?
He said on Wednesdays because it's hump day.
Okay.
I see you. Yeah.
I'm willing to negotiate here. It's not that I'm not willing to negotiate, but I'm not a machine woman.
You're going to keep like almonds around for protein and energy and some Gatorade drinks.
Right.
So are you saying you're just in for one time a week?
Look, you know, if the Huskers win on a Saturday, then maybe we can make it 2 times.
Oh, my gosh. Once a week, but twice if the Huskers win. Is that what you are saying?
Yeah. That's a way to get your wife into watching Husker football.
Put
some stake in the game. You know, look, you know, you can only squeeze so much juice from an orange, right? I'm not about to strain my back or get a bulging disc in my neck because, you know, she wants me to take her to Happy Land every night. Just too old for this. I love her to death.
How old are you guys? How old are you?
Hold on.
How old are you, Robbie?
I'm 48.
Okay. Deb, how old are you?
Slightly younger.
Okay. That's a good answer.
Okay. Well, this makes sense.
You don't have to say. I always say women.
Okay, so 4 to 6 times per week, Robbie, you think is unreasonable to be asked for from Deb, but you're only hitting maybe once or twice?
He says once a week, twice if the Huskers win.
If the Huskers win.
Yeah, right. Twice if the Huskers win. I'll give her that.
I got thoughts on this, but what do we do here, guys? We ask the people.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Yep.
Next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick show.
All right, so we're going to pose the question.
All right.
And see what our listeners have to say about it. Are you, I don't even know what it is. Are you team Deb? We need to have a more healthy relationship in the bedroom. Or your team, Robbie,
the answer is she wants to do this 4 to 6 times a week.
I think it's more she's thinking 4 to 6 times a week. Specific. Are you on team Deb or are you on team Robbie, who's one, maybe two?
Team Deb, 4 to 6 times a week minimum. Or team Robbie,
maybe two.
Once a week, maybe twice if the Huskers win.
By the way, so people understand, you're signing him up for 312 evenings. If you vote for her, and if you vote for him, on average, the Huskers have been winning 4 games a season, so we're at 56 times a year.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Just so you know, if you want the real math of this, if we're into statistics here, people,
right?
It's 56 times in the next year, or because there's 52 weeks plus the Huskers' four victories.
So Team Deb or Team Robbie,
or 312.
Twitter, KZKX969, and Facebook, KX969.
Wake up! Good morning. The Kix Morning Show with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.